It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hands.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast, where we are running around like a madman holding up two fingers and screaming twice when somebody is asking us how many times in the last 10 years have Liverpool blown a lead at the top of the league when they held the top position in the months of November and December. This is Tariq joining you along with Vishal after a long time, Vishal.
Hello, guys.
For the regular Soccer Sense podcast. And what a time to dive right back in, Vishal, because we are coming hot off the heels of the hottest game of the season, the biggest
draw.
I mean, it had everything that we wanted a game like this to have. It could potentially have defined the seasons for both teams, Manchester City versus Liverpool. Manchester City could have broken their streak of at least notching up another win at Anfield. They've only won, I think, only about like once in the last three decades there. And Jurgen Klopp has proved Pep Guardiola's nemesis quite a few times at that venue. Which is how the game turned out and which is what we want to talk about, Vishal. So we will dive right into that. But as per Soccer Sense policy, we are not going to dwell as much on the refereeing. But generally speaking, Vishal, did the refereeing have a role in the result, or would you rather put it down to Liverpool simply outplaying City early on?
Let's be clear. City lost this game because of two reasons. Reason one, Pep Guardiola got his defense all wrong. It had nothing to do with the referee. And reason two, three world-class goals scored by Liverpool. Like, as in, if the referee tried to play a role in it or not play a role in it, Liverpool were going to score those three goals, and it is as simple as that. Yesterday, Guardiola should actually take up and stand up and take responsibility that he got his defense really, really wrong.
And that seemed to be exposed pretty early on, which is something that Liverpool had not been able to do in the recent games. I mean, if you consider the last three league games, starting with the run at United, each of those three league games, they actually conceded first. They went into halftime behind. Of course, they did impressively enough to come back against both Leicester as well as Tottenham. But honestly, you do not give Liverpool the chance to go two up that early in the game and hope to bounce back.
Absolutely, because from how I saw the game, I think City started really well, right? And they did play some really good football. They were stringing in the right passes, but they were so preoccupied in that one penalty call. See, let's be honest, that could have been a penalty, that could not have been a penalty. According to the new rules, there's a penalty, but move on from it, right? You are not a second division club, you are not a third division club, you are a professional football club playing at the top level, and if a decision does not go your way, you move on. Like, you get back to playing football, and at this level of experience, I don't think that should be a conversation. And I think Pep Guardiola himself held on to it for too long, and the team just reflected it, right? Because for the first ever time, you saw City playing in complete sheer panic, right? They lacked the calmness on the ball. They were missing open chances, Aguero missing tap-ins. It was just all over the place because their head was just not in the game, and Liverpool came there. Liverpool rather hosted them in one single intention of being extremely efficient, because they themselves knew that they won't get too many chances. So they were going after it, and they were extremely good last night.
And of course, like you said, they did look like they could score multiple goals. They did not appear at this kind of level of effectiveness or ruthlessness. They did not appear to have it in the previous games, but they finally peaked at the right time.
Absolutely. Because the one thing they really got going for themselves is pure focus, right? Because if you looked at the way Liverpool approached this game, they got it bang on. They played in the gaps that City opened up for them, and they played a little ahead of the City's defense, trying to get behind City's defense, right? Because Liverpool generally always try to get behind City's defense using speed, but this time they played ahead. So before City could defend, for example, could get into shape, Fabinho takes the shot. Before City could get into shape, Robertson puts in the ball, and similarly with Henderson putting in the ball. So they seem to realize that the minute City get into shape, they are well settled. But the way Liverpool really read through that, and you have to hand it to Klopp, he got it spot on last night.
Yes, and he had made a couple of questionable decisions before the games leading up to that, but surely this would now give him immense confidence that way.
Absolutely.
So, Vishal, the 9-point lead between Liverpool and City. Now, in any other discussion, this would have been the first and the second teams, probably. But given the way City have played so far, and given the way the teams just below have played, what we have on our hands is a Leicester and a Chelsea who are 8 points behind Liverpool, and that's the actual gap at the top of the table.
Absolutely. So, see, Liverpool are officially in a place where this year's title is in their hands, as much as it's only November and all of that. But if you opened up a 9-point lead at this point in time, that means you focus on getting it done. And I think it's in now down to Liverpool's hands, because, like I said, they managed not to lose. Even from losing positions, they've either come back and drawn, or they've come back and won, which is great, which is a sign of a good championship team, right? Because they always say it's not always about, you know, winning in flair and confidence, it's about grinding out results. So they're doing all the right things. They seem to have learned from last season as well, where they could try and working extra hard to convert that draw into a win. So I think it looks good for Liverpool. If the cities, I still feel, are the genuine contenders, only as much as Chelsea are looking great, as much as they're playing some really good football, and I'm really happy with the way Chelsea are playing. I don't think Chelsea can last the race, because of the lack of experience and lack of depth in squad. And so City continues to be the big challenge for them.
And how real a challenge is Leicester's? Because let's talk, Vishal, about our second point of the agenda, which was we wanted to talk about the top four teams, or more specifically, let's say, beyond Liverpool and City, who we see as long-range contenders. We are talking about those two other positions which have become supremely open, not just because of what Leicester and City have done with relatively smaller and younger squads, but because of how alarmingly Arsenal, Tottenham and Manchester United have fallen off the pace. Is it alarming is the other question.
Not at all, right? Because I think Arsenal is definitely alarming, because I think they definitely have the squad to compete in the top four. I wouldn't say championship, but top four for sure. But United, I'm not necessarily alarmed, because if you looked at the squad, you knew from day one that this was not a squad that was even close to competing with any of the top teams. Leicester, on the other hand, is just being is a coach who's Brendan Rodgers has come back and understood his team, and most importantly, is coaching them well. But Arsenal is just poor coaching, poor playing, poor management, poor administration, the entire spiel. But United are showing little signs of improvement, are showing little hopes that you should stick to Ole and let him build the squad, because it doesn't look half as bad as people make it to be, because this is a team for the future, and they are trying to build this team for the future.
And something similar is happening at Chelsea. I mean, the roles could easily be reversed if a couple of results had gone this way or that for either of the team. That's United and Chelsea.
So Chelsea, my fear is two-pronged, right? Like, I'm really worried as to how long they'll stick to this approach, because I feel they're in this approach because of the transfer ban. But my fear is, once the transfer ban opens up, will they go crazy and dip my money into the market again? I really hope not. Lampard doesn't seem like the man who will do that. But on the other hand, it looks so positive for Chelsea, because those kids are playing some amazing football. And I promise you, I've enjoyed watching them the most this season. And I do not say that about any... I've never said that about a Chelsea team. And
neither have I. So I just clarified to a colleague at the office today who's a Chelsea fan that I said that this season I have actually gasped horror, enjoyed watching Chelsea play their games. And I say that as a Liverpool fan, with Chelsea relatively speaking hot on our heels.
Absolutely. Chelsea have just really, really played some great football. It's kids playing football the way they know to play football, not shackled by overcomplicating the game by too many tactics. And Lampard is doing the right thing by letting them play and not putting too much pressure on them on results, right? Because the results seem to be flowing for Chelsea and doesn't seem to be something they're grinding out. And that's a great sign for a young football club with a young team and a young coach and a young manager. It looks good for Chelsea. I really hope they stick to this, because there seems to be a great future ahead for Chelsea.
And I genuinely hope they stick to this at least till after the international break, because the first game is Manchester City versus Chelsea. And that could be a very interesting game. I mean, as a Liverpool fan, I would obviously be rooting very hard for the draw, which could potentially help Liverpool open up double-digit leads over them. But despite all of that, that could be a fascinating game that could change the complexion, because Manchester City surely have to make a statement and get back into this now.
See, for some strange reason, Man City's focus this year has been off, right? Because if you look at Man City in the last 2 years, it's a team that has always recovered from a loss, right? And by recovery, they don't recover for the next game, they recover for the next 15 to 20 games, right? And that's what has won the league for them in the last 2 years, in spite of losing far more than Liverpool, and they've still managed to go ahead and win the league simply because of the recovery that they have. But this season, for some strange reason, Man City's focus is just not right, because every second game they seem to be having a tough time, every second game they seem to be struggling in terms of converting results. And I genuinely think Pep Guardiola's system right now is not the best, because he seems to be the balance in the squad is off, because in spite of having central defenders, he's not playing his first choice central defenders, which is in itself a problem, because while Fernandinho played well, John Stones was not good enough. And if you're not playing John Stones, if you're playing John Stones and Fernandinho, your wing backs need to have good level of experience, and both of them didn't have it yesterday. Angelino was good, but he still needs to figure that whole bit out, his whole, and he did not buy smartly, obviously, in the transfer window, because if you're letting company go and you're basically not accounting for injuries. So I think Pep Guardiola really needs to take a step back and reevaluate his approach for towards this season.
Okay, and this could still turn out to be an interesting season with a lot of people in contention even after the festive break, because that is where Liverpool's greatest test is going to come. They have a dozen games coming up till the end of the year. How many days do we have till the end of the year? About 40, 45 days. And that's the gap in which they have to play these games. The real test of character is going to be there.
Absolutely. See, Liverpool are going to be tested. Liverpool are going to be tested, not necessarily in terms of opponents, are going to be tested, because this is going to be a situation where only they can cause themselves this league. So that means Guardiola needs to manage depth. Guardiola needs to know what to do.
Klopp, you mean? Klopp. We are not outsourcing intelligence to Guardiola.
So basically, Klopp needs to really focus on knowing what he needs to go after and what he needs to pull out of in terms of staying in contention. And that's going to be an important call, right? Because I think, putting all things aside, this is Liverpool's best chance to win the league. And they have to absolutely win the league this year. And they've given themselves a better chance, right? Because whatever said and done, Liverpool have gone out there and pulled the results when it matters. And it's really showing. And they need to now build upon this Man City win.
I mean, they've been given that perfect platform that with 26 games to go in the season, they have a 9-point lead, and that's what they have to protect till the end of the season. It's a fairly straightforward job.
Absolutely.
On paper, but we know Liverpool's history.
We know Liverpool, and unfortunately for them, they are also in the English Premier League, which means any team can come and beat you on any given day. So the task is going to be to remain focused, and is to ensure that all players are giving in an average of 7 to 8 out of 10 performance on every given on any given day. So it's going to be a very, very tricky run-in for Liverpool, because it's a different position that they're in, that they're not necessarily used to and have not necessarily succeeded in the past, right? And that pressure might play on them, so let's see how they manage that.
Okay, and of course we will be tracking how they manage that pressure, because we will be bringing you these episodes of Soccer Sense as we go along. We are heading into an international break, good enough for us, Vishal, because it's been supremely busy for us otherwise. But after that, we begin the real busy season in football, and of course we'll bring you everything from out there.
And if you know Soccer Sense, you know we start taking our football league very seriously from December onwards.
Especially when the festive season comes around.
Absolutely.
So that's all the time we have for this week. You can catch us on Twitter at Sense Soccer. You can follow us on Audioboom at audioboom.com/channel/soccer-sense. Or you can subscribe to us on any of the podcatcher platforms that you use. Signing off from Soccer Sense this week, this is Tariq, along with Vishal.
See you guys
next time, and hopefully after an equally frantic weekend of football.
Absolutely.